I have used the reciprocal teaching problem for a number of years in my classes. Students in the problem-based learning class produced better causal reasoning on the problem than did students in non-PBL sections. In fact, non-PBL students tend to answer the reciprocal teaching problem with ideas based on their own folk theories about learning. They say, for example, that reciprocal teaching works because it motivates students to learn. In contrast, the problem-based learning students relied on the course material to develop their answers. They come much closer to developing a model based on discipline-based research and principles. And I was encouraged to find in follow-up interviews with 15 students from the PBL class that 11 of them were able to reconstruct acceptable causal explanations 4 months after the course had ended. However, from a different point of view, the glass is still half empty. Even the PBL students had difficulty with the problem, and a large percentage of them produced only rudimentary explanations. Students' reasoning did not advance nearly as much as I had hoped. These results suggest that the ability to use new disciplinary knowledge to solve complex problems is a slow developing process. Problem-based learning puts students in situations where they practice this ability, but PBL by itself is not a perfect solution. Even when students are able to put aside their personal theories, it is still difficult for them to develop coherent models of complex mental processes.